Most weekdays, around 4 o'clock, a group of teens take their KFC to go and head to the other side of Gerald Avenue. They're students at College Track, an after-school program that helps kids in under-resourced communities prepare for and complete college. The nonprofit, which was co-founded by Steve Jobs' widow, Laureen Powell Jobs, has sites in 5 other cities. In 2012, College Track moved its Bayview location from the outskirts of the neighborhood right to 3rd and Gerald into a refurbished brick building that had been boarded up for half a decade. The building's nice, but what's more impressive is the determination of 275 local high school students who voluntarily spend several evenings a week being tutored, nurtured, cajoled even, by a dedicated staff and an army of volunteers.
Everybody please link up, circle time.
You guys circle up, let's go.
They start and end every session with a unity circle that's filled with announcements and appreciations. This evening, it's led by site director Omar Butler.
All right, so when everyone is quiet, we can get started. All right, so welcome. I'm glad everyone is here. I hope you all had a great weekend.
My name is Omar Butler, and I'm site director of College Track San Francisco. I grew up not too far away from here, up in the housing projects up in Hunters Point. I caught the bus that went past this building every day. I was the first in my family to graduate from college, and so my story resembles a lot of the stories that of the kids that we serve.
This is probably the halfway point in the semester. It's important to keep plugging through for the remainder 2 months of the semester. So, Sean, you can lead us off.
A lot of you just finished up your first grading period, so please bring those report cards in. That's the only way we can know how to support you guys. So once we know what you need extra support around and what we can do for you, then we can help sit down and make a plan or just get the tutors to make sure they're looking out for you. So please bring those in.
Folks will say, you need that in San Francisco? Isn't that the home of, you know, the financial district and the tech boom? They don't know that in the shadows of those things lies this community, you know, that wants to be involved in all that growth and development, but to this point has been ignored. I think the biggest misconception about the neighborhood is, I mean, embodied with these kids, that folks don't want better, that folks don't want to participate, that folks don't want to live in safe neighborhoods and safe communities, that folks don't want good schools. I think that there isn't an achievement gap, there's an opportunity gap. And so I think one of the things that College Track says is you give these kids the opportunities, they will make the best of them.
My name is Elisa Harrison. I go to Gateway High School. I'm a junior. I heard about College Track when I was in 7th or 8th grade. I think it was 8th grade. Omar came to where I went to middle school at, and he talked about it. I grew up here in Bayview Hunters Point. The neighborhood, I don't really know how to explain it. It's like you get a lot of different vibes from, I feel like, from every corner you hit. If you go down that way to 3rd and Palou, you see a lot of drunks. You see a lot of people that's on drugs. You get used to seeing that. So it doesn't bother me. And if you go further down to Cuseda over there, you see a lot of young kids hanging out on the corner. And, like, you go to school with these kids. You grow up with them. And, like, they just grow up to be another person that's down on 3rd, drunk, or on drugs, and like, it just, I don't want that. If I was just going to school, college really wouldn't even be something I thought of on a daily basis. But I went on a lot of college tours through College Track. I got to visit Howard University. That's my top choice right now. When I went there, I just felt like I should be here.
Let's try a little faster. 1, 2, 3.
Any youth development organization should take into account all the needs of the young people, not just the scholastic needs, but the cultural needs, the artistic needs. We've had art, you know, we've had poetry and drumming, we've had yoga. I think that our ultimate goal is to have our students be well-rounded. And so the connection a drumming class has to a college access program is that, one, it exposes our kids to the arts. I think this is something that kids from Bayview miss out on, that opportunity. I think it builds culture for us, that this just isn't an environment where you need to sit down and
put your face in a book.
But I can still remember that pain of those tendrils eating at the flesh of my chest. The heat almost pushing into my body, skin melting and mixing with dribbles of marshmallow.
It also gives our students an outlet for their creative juices to flow. All right, so a couple of appreciations before a final announcement. Go back and circle. Gabby.
I wanted to appreciate Carlos for helping me with an application.
Anybody else?
Shout out to everybody in the tutoring room today. Everybody was working really hard. And I also want to just appreciate everyone who had a plan today, because that's the name of the game this week. So anybody...
The Omega Boys Club actually helped me. An organization founded under the same principles to get students from this community out of the hood and into college. And so 25 years later, I'm helping kids go to college. I would have never thought that or guessed that. I have people who I grew up with who have sons in the program. And so it's an awesome feeling. I think that I still don't understand it in totality. Anybody else?
I would like to appreciate
the floor. Wait. I'm hearing way too much side conversations. Most of the people I grew up with can't afford to live in Bayview or San Francisco. You know, we lose kids throughout the year, kids who have to move to the East Bay, you know, out to the Central Valley, because it is cheaper and it's more affordable. I live in Redwood City. I wish I could afford to move back to Bayview. It's a neighborhood I grew up in. I think it would mean a lot, even more, to the kids. You know, I think that so oftentimes they hear about, you know, do well and get out. You know, and there's more people they can see that are still here that value and see this community for its assets, they would begin to appreciate that as well.
I've always said that if I do decide to leave, that I want to come back and contribute to my community, because having programs like this is helpful, because I know a lot of kids grow up seeing the same stuff like I do, and we would either be on the street or like in jail if we weren't here. So...
Anybody else? That's it. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Those were the voices of Elisa Harrison and Omar Butler from College Track.